But we're talking about the 49ers and the LA Rams. Coach Invalejo wants to jump in here. We just threw around some passing numbers the first 2 weeks of the year. Passing is way down in the NFL so far through two games. What's up, Coach? Break it down for us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
You know, Tom Brady and Romo both mentioned that almost all defenses are playing the two deep safety.
Okay.
And that's what's really preventing, you know, making the underneath stuff more available. And even with on the big play that Jefferson made, the 49ers were actually still in the two deep safety. He just outran it.
Mm.
But that's the main reason you see all the underneath stuff is that most teams are going back to the two deep safety, you know, and zoning up. So I think that's what's precipitating all the short passes.
Coach, go ahead, Stanley.
I was just going to say, Coach,
I got a question for him.
When was there a time when the two deep safeties was a staple in the NFL?
Right. You know, there actually was a time, but the machoism on players like Deion Sanders and these guys said, hey, let me isolate, go one-on-one, let me take the top receiver, you can roll your safeties over and, you know, play the other guy. I think teams are starting to get away from that now, and so they're just zoning up more and playing deep and, you know, throw the short pass and rally to the ball.
Hey, I have no way before you go to prove this, but callers like yourself, one of my favorites, were on my mind with this Brock Purdy situation without his weaponry. So I don't want to speak for you, but I'm going to ask you, are you more excited now to see Brock Purdy without some of those weapons to get more of an analyzation on him?
You know, I think Brock Purdy, either way, is going to be okay because his game is such a controlled game and this is not dependent upon having the superstars out there.
Mm.
You know, he's definitely more of a system guy, get receiver in the right place. I throw it to a spot and the receiver should be there. So he's not as dependent as a lot of guys, like, say, Minnesota or someone like that, that's depending on their superstar to bail him out of trouble. So I think Brock will be fine with this.
Mm. Great stuff, Coach. Appreciate the call. And we'll ask Scott McLuhan about that at noon. Because I am interested to know when the two safety system was used frequently and then when it kind of went away and then if it is in fact
coming back overreact,
and
right,
being
Stoddy?
A staple.
Yeah, we can't overreact. But it's a lot of games in those two weeks.
Well, how would you do a show then?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm talking to the football fans, the people that think, like, this is here to stay.
Guru, what's more impressive, a 97-yard touchdown bomb or a 99-yard 12-play drive? Somebody wants to know that, so I'm asking
you. Well, I love both, but I'll take the 97-yard bomb all day.
Of course, I figured.
I'm named after a bomber, Daryl LaMonica.
The question I do have for 49er fans heading into this game, and I'll admit it, I'm part of this group. So we've watched Brock Purdy play now for a little over a year and a half, and he's been coming through with flying colors.
Yep.
No doubt about it. He's been terrific. But I'll admit, the next two games, I'm looking more forward to watching Brock Purdy and the 49ers than I would a normal game, because I do want to see how Brock Purdy plays in the next 2 weeks without Deebo Samuel and McCaffrey. Not so that I can make a final judgment on him, but I love the idea of getting at least part of the resume, at least part of the resume to include, here's what he did when he wasn't healthy, or no, here's what he did when the guys on offense, some of the guys on offense haven't been healthy, and here's the evidence of what he's done, or here's the scouting report of what he's done. I was saying this yesterday, and I still think it. I think this could be a great thing for the San Francisco 49ers, and I just want to know if 49er fans out there, how you're approaching this particular game, and particularly the next two games, including next week against the Patriots, knowing that Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey won't play. Do you think we're all making too big of a deal out of that, and we're putting too much on these Brock Purdy performances. I'm not putting his whole reputation on the line.
See, that's what I was going to ask. What are you going to do with this information?
I'm going to put it in the file.
I got you.
And what else is in the file is three straight losses last year when they didn't have Trent Williams and when they didn't have Deebo Samuel. So that's in the file. But I do want to ask 49er fans if they're maybe going to watch this game a little more keenly and maybe evaluate Brock Purdy in a different way. Is this just another game as far as you're concerned for the Niners?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And Brock Purdy, and I'm just telling you, for me, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not just another game. It's a chance to see Brock Purdy under a new set of circumstances.
And I thought we saw that demonstrated last week, and he had the luxury of having Deebo Samuel. But, Stani, it is. I'm right behind you with that excitement on a personal level just to see, okay, what is Brock bringing to the table? And some, we don't even know if it's just going to be 2 weeks, but I am so just infatuated with the fact of, because everybody's different than you, I'm different, and they're different than myself. What do we do with that info? You know, with that new intel, with that new information. And then what do the Niners do with it, if anything at all? So, you know, he almost threw the ball 40 times last week. He looked regular. I'm not blaming the game on him, but I think I could put that one in the file if that wasn't Brock Purdy's best game. So, you know, if I'm the Rams, they got ailments and they're without guys too. But crap. I feel like they're getting the Niners at the best time, most inopportune time, too.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm asking 49er fans. You know this team inside and out. You know that Brock Purdy's got a ton of weapons. How's he going to do without, to my way of thinking, his two most important weapons? And the reason I think McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, if you had to make the offensive pecking order of the 49ers, I'd say McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, Kittle, Jennings. I'd go those five. And the reason I would put the first two guys one and two is because they're the weapons who can both run and catch the ball. So he lost. He's going to play without his two most versatile weapons on Sunday and then the following Sunday against the Patriots. I think that's an interesting factor to this, too. Now he's going to play with Ayuk, wide receiver, Kittle, tight end, Mason, running back. And the lone guy kind of left who can do both is Kyle Juszczyk, believe it or not. So maybe he'll use Juszczyk more. But in terms of a passing target, Mason's not a great one, and so two of his versatile players won't be playing.
Yeah, and I know we kind of argued. We didn't even argue. We talked about the six field goals as a whole that the Niners offense mustered up against the Jets week one. But it's fair to say, if we're going to talk about, you know, the lack of passing, and that's where it's at right now through 2 weeks, Stani, I can honestly say this is not the Brock Purdy of last year where he had the luxury of handing the ball and throwing to Christian McCaffrey. So we all definitely need to see more. We want to see more. But it is kind of fascinating, you know, my scorecard where he was almost pitching a perfect game and all of a sudden things have changed and guys are not available. And, you know, the two games, he's been average.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I'm looking for how 49er fans are looking at the next two games. Are you looking at these two games as a way to measure Brock Purdy in a way that you haven't measured him before? Or are you not looking at the game that way at all? Are you looking at it as though, look, Brock Purdy's the quarterback, plain and simple. Let's go out and see if we can win a couple games with our weapons banged up. That's it. That's the only. And then game five, ideally, Debo comes back. Game six, McCaffrey comes back, and there's nothing to see here.
Boom.
That's what. Is that what you're looking at? Or are you looking at, huh, this is going to be a different kind of 49er game this week and next? And to that way of thinking, let me just throw this out there. He doesn't have Debo Samuel. He doesn't have Christian McCaffrey. I'm talking about both Shanahan and Purdy. So what do you expect? Do you expect more passing, less passing, more running? Do you expect it to be looking pretty much like it's always looked? Like what would you do without those two players in terms of attacking the LA Rams?
Well, that's a great question. I'll just say this. Recency bias. I saw what Arizona and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray, the electric Kyler Murray, I saw what they did to the Rams secondary early on in that game, Stoney. So if you're asking me if I'm Kyle, I'm coming out and I'm going to try to just bust him with the pass. So Juwan Jennings, step up. Brandon Ayuk, we've all talked, and we want to see a big game from you, George Kittle. So I'm trying to get him with the pass, Stoney. That's how I would try to slay this dragon. And again, I know a lot's being made about Brian Flores, but the bottom line is, forget his name, there was a football game in Minnesota. There was a defense trying to stop Brock Purdy, who had Debo Samuel for most of the game, and they didn't look like themselves. So now, you just talked about it, no Debo, plan of attack. I like to see more Mason. Maybe we see that. You ask me, I'm giving you an answer. But I'll tell you this, Donnie, there's no way this game comes and goes, and Jordan Mason doesn't have more than 20 carries.
I
believe.